The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, yesterday afternoon, the government made this announcement.
We want to see the return of domestic tourism in our country and the reopening of hotels, restaurants, hostels, caravan parks, galleries and museums from the 29th of June, making it possible also for bars to reopen if they serve food, with table service only, and restaurants as well.
Be prepared to queue. For many of us, leisurely browsing will have to be replaced by purposeful direct shopping.
Our personal behaviour is our safety net in a world and a country where this virus is still very much present. We know our actions will determine the course of this virus. They have from the start. And we know our actions can steer us to a better tomorrow.
So from Monday, most of our shops will reopen, but with strict warnings. Get in and get out. Purposeful shopping. It's welcome news for a lot of retailers, although those without an opening onto the street will have to wait another week. So to gauge the feeling among those in the clothing sector, we're joined by Tommy Bowe, former rugby international who has his own clothing and footwear brand, 15 Kings, and Rebecca Harrison, owner of boutique Fishers of Newtown Mount Kennedy. You're both very welcome to the programme. Rebecca, if I could go to you first, are you looking forward to Monday, or is there an element of trepidation? Will many customers be there?
A very good question, Richard. Thank you for having me on. Really looking forward to Monday. We are delighted to get back to business. The store has been closed for 3 months. We have been operating online through our website, fishers.ie, but it's not the same. We really want the store open again. So we're delighted with that. We're in a really lucky position. We actually, we've a fantastically loyal customer base and a VIP program. And we actually got in touch with them before we reopened to gauge exactly that question. Will you come back to us? Do you feel safe coming into store? How would you like to shop? And we had a phenomenal response to that. We had over 1,000 replies, which
and they all told you the truth, did they?
Well, they were given lots of options. We wanted to investigate different ways of shopping. So did people want to come in on an appointment basis or private shopping basis, or did they want to come in and browse as normal? We felt probably the former, that they would like that little bit more security. But 85% said that they wanted to come in and shop as normal and browse the shop quickly and with
positive
purpose.
And in terms of the kinds of measures that you're putting in place, what will be different? What will the shopping experience be to reassure people?
Absolutely. Well, we've produced, it's actually 2 pages of guidelines that we're sending out to our customers, and we'll publish through them. That's going out this weekend. But things like, as Leo Varka said yesterday, things like opening hours, we're adhering to the 10:30 start. We'll have the first hour will be for the vulnerable customers. We have all of the things that you've been seeing in the grocery stores. So the perspex at the tills, the social distancing markings will all be there. Restricted numbers in store. So again, we're limiting that number and monitoring at the door. So a sort of one in, one out, should that number be reached.
Can people try on clothes?
Well, this is an interesting one. So the obviously guidelines yesterday came out there saying would consider such measures as not having the changing rooms. We've made a decision to have changing rooms available on request. We have in place steaming facilities, and we're going to quarantine the clothes for 24 hours. So it's not something that we're necessarily going to be encouraging every customer to do, but I think it's something that we can manage in a limited basis and to do it, because the alternative is that it's out of the store for a week or 2 weeks and that has a detrimental effect as
and
well.
And masks, Rebecca?
Yeah, we're providing masks for our customers and our staff at the
stylish,
at the door. Something
perhaps
stylish. Well, we've some gorgeous stylish ones coming shortly. They're not quite here yet, unfortunately, but we'll have disposable ones for the moment. Obviously, sanitation gloves, and our staff have visors or masks. And again, it's up to them. We feel if they're wearing them all day, the visors are going to be more suitable for the staff from that side.
OK, Tommy Bowe, you are supplying clothing and footwear to lots of men's clothing stores around the country. Again, you're obviously in touch with them, you're talking to them. Are they very worried, or are they excited about finally getting this far?
Morning, Richard, again. It's great to be on. Yes, I've been speaking to quite a lot of the stores right through this period. You know, we're very fortunate. We sell to nearly 200 retailers between men's clothing, footwear, and ladies' footwear as well. And there's a huge amount of excitement about getting reopened again. They've just been so itching to get their doors back opened. And obviously the health and safety protocols will all be put in, and they are trying to do the most that they can. But at the same time, they're all trying to learn. This is something that nobody has experienced before. They're all trying to put in the right precautions and look after their staff and the people coming into the shops as much as they can. But it's a case of opening the doors, getting people back in, regaining that confidence again. And really, it's the small independent retailers. This is so important for them. These are families whose businesses have been closed for 3 months. And
do you think, Tommy, that many of them will do sales? Because this is going to be tough. They're not going to have right away anything like the number of customers that they maybe had before the pandemic. So it's still going to be a very tough time for retailers. So lower the prices to bring people in, but then there may not be an awful lot of margin left if you don't have many customers.
I mean, they've already lost 3 months of margin in this brilliant weather as well. So I don't think many will be going straight into sales. I think they need to try and get people in through the doors and try and make that bit of margin, make that little bit of profit that they can. And there is a huge shop local feeling at the minute. I think that people are wanting to get out of the house. They've been stuck indoors for so long, and the thought of getting out to the high street and even just having a walk up and down the high street and nip into a few shops. And yes, I think a lot of people will almost be cash rich in this period, that they haven't had a lot of outgoings as well. So
but
they
the
will
retailers,
be happy to spend.
The retailers themselves obviously won't be. They've missed out on 3 months of business. Do you think that might be something that will bite them further down the road in the winter or early next year?
Well, that's the really big problem at the minute. And that's where, you know, the shops have been offered loans, and loans are great, but it's at 0%, I think, for 6 months, and then it goes up to 4.5%. So they have to make a lot of money to try and pay for that back. And a loan is great whenever you buy a new van to help distribute stuff or to rejig your shop, but this loan is just to cover the loss that they've made in the last couple of months. So they need money into their account, and I think that we won't see a problem now. It's going to be in 3-4 months, in September, when they have to replenish and bring in an autumn winter range, or even in January and bring in a new spring summer range. That's when it's really going to hurt, because
is there, Rebecca, a cash crunch there possibly further down the road?
There absolutely is, and exactly as Tommy has said, that we're sitting on a bank of stock that's in for the spring, the most perfect spring for spring clothing we've had in a long time, and haven't been able to sell it. And that stock isn't paid for yet because we haven't had the funds to come in. And like that, as Tommy knows, we've orders placed for the autumn, which will start being delivered next month. So we're going to be in a situation where we have commitments, if you like, and only a very, very limited window to sell it in. And I think that while we all are trying to keep those margins high and as Tommy said, make a profit, it's not actually about making a profit. It's about covering our costs. There's going to be no profits in retail this year. So it is it's all about cash flow.
And when you look at your own business, Rebecca, and you look at the last few months, I mean, were you worried that you might not make it to this point, that maybe this point was going to come later and that, you know, you might lose the business? Were you ever fearful of that?
I suppose I took a longer term view and I felt confident longer term, but I know that this is going to be a crunch time for us and for pretty much all retailers in the country and in the world, in fairness. And so it has to be working with our suppliers, like the likes of Tommy and other suppliers, to look at how we can work together and really create partnerships so that we can spread the load. And again, with the loan idea, you know, banks aren't going to lend money, even with reduced discounted rate and money from through the SBCI. They're not going to lend money for a loss, effectively. And so it's very difficult. So even to get the loan, which we don't want to because it's going into further debt, but even if we wanted to go down that route, or we're happy to, it doesn't make any financial sense from anyone's point of view. So I think it's really important that businesses are working together and that we're looking at partnerships and that we're looking at supports that allow us to continue trading and treat this period as a blip that it is for everyone, and
I'm
then
sure
that we can continue going
we'll
forward.
Hope it will be. Tommy, from talking to the shops and shop owners around the country, do you think there are many that will not open, that have effectively closed as a result of this?
No. I think that all shops will reopen again. that they haven't had to pay staff. They've been given rate holidays. So I'm sure a lot of shops have had to just pull it right back. And then, of course, they've had outgoings. But I would see all shops reopening again and being excited to get reopened. But, of course, there's the cost of putting up those Perspex screens, putting out the PPE. You know, these are all costs the shop owners are going to have to take on board as well. But I can see all shops reopening and be really excited and hopeful that there is a push from the local communities to try and get in and support them. And that's a big thing at the minute. And there is a lot of talk about this shop local, but hopefully next Monday and right through next week, we'll really start to see it.
We'll see what happens. Well, we're also joined by economist Professor John Fitzgerald to talk a bit about whether reopening earlier will have much of a positive impact on the economy. John, do you think that this will be a significant development economically, that things are being fast-tracked a little bit?
I think a month doesn't make a huge difference when you look at what the growth rate will be over the course of the year. I think that the fact that it's heading in the right direction a month shorter rather than a month longer is a good thing. It brings us back to where we thought we were in April, and that people were expecting a turnaround and beginning a recovery in June. It was then put back July, and we doubted whether it'd even be July. So, yes, this is good news that things will be turning the corner, but there's still this very large hit, and will be well into next year before things are back to normal.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of feel-good factor is around the place. I was looking at the FT this morning. They have a front-page headline, US jobs surge fuels recovery hopes. The Irish Examiner talks about a summer of hope as reopening accelerates. Another newspaper headline, Ireland earns the right to be hopeful. There is a sort of a bit of a surge of optimism around many people saying it's good to get this far. But you think that there's still a long way to go, and the longer term economic costs are still very much there.
Yeah, all right, people can go back to shops now. They're allowed to go back to shops, shopping, other than groceries, which was possible. Will they? People are still going to be nervous about the future. Also, there are areas like pubs, restaurants and so on, cinemas, entertainment, that is going to be impacted well into probably next year because the virus hasn't gone away. And until there's a vaccine, there are certain things, and then foreign travel and so on. So there are a range of areas which are going to be which are not going to go back to normal this year.
Many households, John, have still enjoyed full pay. They're not spending nearly as much money. They're actually effectively saving money, and they're a bit worried about the future. Do you think that that will help with a stimulus in terms of spending at some point down the road? Or is it a matter of convincing people to spend that money and spend it in Ireland as well?
I think the issue of people are worried about the future. I don't say people are actually saving like mad, not just in Ireland, but across Europe and across the US. In April, the savings rate for households went from 8% to a third. There's a very large amount of savings building up, being held in deposits in the banks, or people not drawing down loans in banks in Ireland and Britain and Germany and the US. When are they going to spend it, and what will they spend it on? I don't see people a surge of expenditure. People may begin to go back more towards normal this year. But I think it could be next year, or possibly even the year after, where people decide, oh, I'm going to take a holiday or whatever. I'm going to go out and buy new consumer durable, or possibly spend it on housing. There are people who are on good incomes working from home where they're renting. They aren't able to spend their money. So the deposit is building up, and we may see some of that money ending up in the housing market in 2021 or 2022.
In terms of government spending, they have spent a lot of money, and the measures are still in place. It's like a life support machine in many respects. But do you think then there's an appropriate time for a stimulus spending package?
I don't. There may be, but what's happened is governments, not just in Ireland, US, Germany, UK, have supported the household sector so that, on average, people are down slightly. There are people who've lost a lot, but on average, people are down slightly in terms of their income, and they're not able to spend it. So they're saving. Now, actually, the saving of households mirrors the borrowing of government. So governments are borrowing, giving money to households, and households are not spending it. That's, if you like, a stimulus which is delayed. It's when the households decide to spend it, that's when the stimulus happens. And the governments don't control what consumers do. So there's likely to be a significant stimulus from households when they feel confident about the future, probably more in 2021 or possibly even 2022. What more governments need to do to stimulate the economy, I don't think they need to stimulate households. Giving more money to households today, they'll just save it, they won't spend it. It may be in the investment area in 2021, 2022, to make up for what we've lost out on this year. That may be where governments should intervene.
Well, Rebecca, we've had a number of texts in here. Somebody's mentioning that they disagree with Tommy about saying that he doesn't think that shops will necessarily close. Some people, we have a text in saying that there have already been shops that have closed. But I want to ask you, Rebecca, about, we've one text in, I don't know how nervous people are. My 87-year-old mother went flying back into SuperValu as soon as she could. So there is that element to this, isn't there?
You know what, I think that there is, and there are going to be some people that are very nervous and some people that aren't and just want to get back to their normal. And I think that what we need to do as retailers is offer solutions for all of those people. So to have the in-store experience for those who are happy to do that and make it as safe as possible, and then offer the online, the virtual shopping assistance. We've got a virtual stylist system set up as well, and to really, you know, give them every opportunity they can. And I think as Heather Humphreys said yesterday, that it's, you know, people are to shop with purpose. But I think that that means that footfall will be down. But I hope it means for us that anyone who's coming into the shop wants to buy and will buy. Exactly.
Yeah. So. And Tommy, from your own point of view, will you end up having difficult conversations with some of the stores that you supply, because they may well have ordered a lot of stock and they may well have orders in for autumn or winter, and they're not really sure how much of it they're going to be able to sell?
Well, that's it. And I think Rebecca mentioned that earlier. It is about retailers and suppliers and manufacturers. This is a global thing. This is something that we are all going to have to work together in. So we're definitely going to try and support the retailers as much as we can and try and help push to them get as many sales and whatever they can in this period. And whenever we go into that autumn winter period, that's generally, particularly for menswear clothing, that's their biggest period. You know, going into Christmas time, that's when they do most of their sales. So we have really good stock ready to go into the shops, but we'll be doing what we can to try and help them out wherever we can.
But there's still a long way to go. John Fitzgerald pointing out there that, you know, talking about 2021 or 2022, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If Christmas wasn't to go well, then they have to replenish again next January and February. And it is just an evolving circle. And it is really, over the next couple of months, how either the government help these shops or else the people go out and do their bit and trying to shop local and help out. So nobody knows what way this is going to go. Good retailers will always find a way to get people into their shops and sell what they need to. But as Rebecca said, again, there's no margin in this period. It is a case of just holding on and really getting through to next year. And hopefully things will start to open up over time.
And hopefully people will shop local. Tommy Bowe, Rebecca Harrison and John Fitzgerald, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.